Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio, and I'm your host this morning, Lonesome Jack, without a co-host here in the Tiki Room, but we do have with us Hannah Combs, the Executive Director of the Pondere Arts Council. That's POAC for short. And we will be talking to her about a whole slew of stuff coming up in the new year, including starting tomorrow even. But first, let's talk a little bit about the weather. What is going on out there? Today, we have a 30% chance of snow after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy today with a high near 37 degrees, about a 30% chance of precipitation, southwest wind 7 to 9 miles an hour. Total daytime snow accumulation, less than half an inch possible. Tonight, snow before 2 a.m., then rain and snow. Temperature rising to around 35 degrees by 5 a.m. Southwest wind 3 to 6 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 90%. Rain on Friday. Let's see here. Yeah. Rain. Rain mainly before 10 a.m. tomorrow. High near 41. And rain and snow likely between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Rain before 7 a.m. on Saturday, then rain and snow between 7 and 10 a.m., then a chance of snow after 10 a.m. A 30% chance of snow on Saturday night, with a low finally getting down into the 20s, about 25 degrees on Saturday night, so cooling off a little bit. High of 34 on Sunday, with a 60% chance of precipitation. That would be snow if it happens, then a chance of snow on Sunday night with a low of 28, and on Monday a high of 36 degrees with a 40% chance of precipitation, whatever it may be. We do have a very exciting hazardous weather outlook. This brought to us by the National Weather Service. Day one, today and tonight, lowland snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches tonight will have the potential to produce slick driving conditions overnight into early Friday morning over the North Idaho Panhandle and far northeast Washington. Day 2 through 7, that's Friday through next Wednesday, more light lowland snow accumulations will be possible Sunday and Sunday night. Okay, so there you have it. Hannah, have you been driving around lately? Do you drive or are you more of a walker?
I live out of town, so I do drive, but mm-hmm. I am able to take the spot bus in the winter when the weather is bad, so nice. I'm very grateful for that.
It's not too bad now, I guess, but it was pretty bad on, was that New Year's Day? No, New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. It was on the 31st, it really, with that heavy snow, we had kind of tentative plans to go down to Coeur d'Alene, canceled that, stayed in. Because it was hard to get around. Second question for you, Hannah. What's the deal with the temperatures rising at night? Wouldn't you think once the sun goes down, it would get cooler and cooler and cooler?
I've been noticing that too. I have no idea, but it's been very strange. I'm just wearing my snow boots every day just to cover all of the bases.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. That's very, very prepared of you. Well, did the weather affect POAC at all? Do you have to shovel or did you have to close down or anything like that on the, well, it was New Year's Eve anyway. You might have been closed.
We're pretty quiet over the holidays. I mm-hmm. have been in the office, but the Music Conservatory, with whom we share the building, mm-hmm. Has been closed. So it's kind of been a one lady ship over there. Mm-hmm. But I'm fortunate I have not had to shovel the sidewalks, because there's a lot of sidewalk around the building.
Yes, there is. The POAC offices are located on the corner of, what, 2nd and?
Main Street.
Checking in Main Street. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the what used to be like the firehouse is now the Music Conservatory and shared with POAC.
Exactly.
Hi, good morning. Welcome again to the show. Frequent guest and local favorite, Hannah Combs.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We are talking about, what are we talking about? What's the first thing that I have on the list here is First Friday, which by my calculations would be tomorrow, the first Friday of the decade, in fact.
Wow, you're right. Hey. We're going to have to make a big deal out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we have enough wine for such a mighty celebration. But yes, indeed, tomorrow is First Friday, and we will be hosting two exhibits tomorrow. One will be at the POAC Gallery, which is at 110 Main Street, and that is going to be a photography show. It's called Anything Goes, Best of the Best Photography. We've asked our artist members who do photography as their medium to choose three of their best photos from the past, oh, let's say past decade, and mm-hmm. they're going to have those on display for us at our office. We have rearranged our office a little bit, so we have more gallery space when you first come in the building. And then we also hang artwork in the Music Conservatory's little Carnegie Hall.
Cool.
So we have quite a bit of space now, and we'll have some great photography on display there. And then we'll be, we are collaborating on First Fridays with the Pondere Winery, and they are going to be featuring an artist named Darren Purdy. He's a local artist who specializes in these really cool, beautiful mirrors that he does a lot of metalworking on to create the frame of the mirror.
Telephone call. Sorry.
So he is going to be on display at the winery tomorrow night, mm-hmm. and they will have... They usually have a huge crowd there, and it's a lot of fun. So you can go between the two shows. You can start at one and go to the other. But we will have some exciting artwork on display and lots of people downtown. So that's what's happening tomorrow night.
So photography at POAC and mirrors at the winery.
Yeah.
And are they so... Are they mirrors like regular? Are they like carnival mirrors, or can you do you just see your picture of yourself when you look into them?
Yes, I believe so. I don't believe they have any distortion.
Okay.
They are usually, I would say, the predominant material that's used is copper. Mm-hmm. And then he also does some other work that is not mirrors. It's just other beautiful metal pieces. So I'm sure there'll be a few of those as well.
Is the well who? Can how many photographers do we have?
Right now we have about half a dozen, so it's going to be a pretty selective show. But we have some smaller pieces, and we have a few really big pieces that are going to be on display. So it's a nice mix.
Cool. Mostly landscape or.
There are some fabulous landscapes, but that's not it. So
okay.
You'll have to stop in to see what else we've got.
We will have to see. I think I went to, I came by the last one myself at the POAC offices. I walked through there and you were doing, and I think I totally missed the second portion of the show back in the little Carnegie Hall.
Oh, yeah.
So I should have, well, shoot. Too late now.
Well, you'll have plenty more chances. We're going to keep doing this for most of the year.
Okay. And this is different than your than the art in Sandpoint or the walking tour.
The art walk?
Yeah, the art walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So that's something that I want to make sure everyone knows. We are going to be doing First Fridays from September through May of each year.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the summer, we're still going to do art walk like we have for over 40 years. And Art Walk is still going to remain the same as it has been. So this year, Art Walk will open on June 19th, and it will go through the end of August.
Okay.
And then we'll start back up with First Fridays in September.
And on the cycle goes into another decade. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so that's First Friday. That's tonight. Pictures,
tomorrow
photographs.
Night.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tomorrow night. Oh, my goodness. Tomorrow night, First Friday. At the POAC offices on the corner of 2nd and Main, and then over at the winery, the Pondere Winery on Cedar Street. So that's coming up first, but then right after that, if I'm not mistaken, is it this Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday, okay. You have a big tryout. What's this for?
We do. Next Saturday, January 11th, we are hosting auditions for our Northern Stars Rising performance. This is a show that we've done. This will be the third year we've done this show, and it has changed a little bit each year to better serve the performers in the area. It is locally produced, and it features local musicians and vocalists. So this year, it is open to all musicians and vocalists who are hoping to further their musical careers. It's open to anyone 14 years old and older, and we have special categories for different age and experience levels. So we've got a level that's just for high schoolers, and it's for high schoolers who are learning what it takes to be a professional musician. So mm-hmm. they probably have some really good direction in their high school music classes. They have some good mentors, but they're trying to figure out, you know, what does it mean to be a musician in the professional world? And so we're able to provide some information about that. We are planning on doing a sort of workshop with the participants about how to work on a professional stage and how to manage the backstage area and work with a schedule where you're performing with other performers. This is technically one of the most complicated shows we do throughout the year because we do have six performers performing through the night. So they have to be on time. They have to be prepared. It's a pretty intricate logistical
It's an undertaking.
Yeah, how about that? Exactly. Yeah. So we have the high schoolers, and then the next group we have is for young adults, and we're considering that anyone who's out of high school up to 25 years old. And these are for performers who have a little bit of experience performing, but they're hoping to book some more paid gigs, maybe here in Sandpoint, maybe outside town. And then we have our third category is for established professionals in town who are hoping to, you know, either start performing regionally or just get some more exposure for their work. And one cool thing we've done this year is we've really reevaluated our prize structure so that we can put together some prize packages that will really help people sort of boost their careers. So for the first two categories, for the high schoolers and the young adults, the first place winners in those categories will have a recording session to professionally produce one of their songs. And we will do a photo shoot with them with a professional photographer. The second place winners will receive a package of music supplies and some higher level lessons. So, and then for our professional category, the first place winner will receive a fully edited professional live video recording of their performance and a photo shoot with a professional photographer. And second place will receive the raw footage of a professional video of their work.
Nice.
So, if that's not too much information all at once.
So valuable prizes, especially for that, for what it is, for a musician's showcase.
Yeah.
The tryouts are this Saturday. And
next Saturday.
I did it again. The tryouts are next Saturday. And is that open to the public as well, or no audience for that? Just audience.
Performance. Yes, just we will have a panel of POAC performing arts leaders who will be judging the auditions and deciding who makes it to the performance. But otherwise, there will be no audience for that one. It is a low tech audition, so we won't have the full technical capabilities running, but it will be at the Heartwood Center, which will be the performance venue as well. So it will give you a sense of the space that you'll be performing in. And then we will have full tech support at the performance on February 21st.
Fantastic. So, were you ever either a musician or performing artist of any kind?
I'm going to say no to that. Okay. I took 1 year of choir class and that's about it.
Okay. I have never, I mean, as a soloist, I've never done anything beyond the occasional karaoke night, you know, something like that. I don't know if I would be more nervous to be in front of a big audience or to be in front of like a small audience, but I think it takes a little bit of guts either way.
It definitely does. Mm-hmm. And I will say that all of our judges, both at the auditions and at the performance, are really nice people, and they're going to make you feel like you're great, and we're really happy to see you perform, and we try not to make it intimidating at all. So,
and you are, so you're selecting ultimately six.
There will be six at the performance, yes.
Okay, at the performance. The tryout is open to anybody, so who knows?
It is, yeah. Okay. And one other cool thing we're doing, we are not requiring that anyone perform original music versus non-original music, other people's music.
Sure.
But we will be having a cash prize for best original song.
Oh.
So that will be a $100 prize.
All right.
And that will, you'll have to submit your lyrics ahead of time, and you'll be judged both on the poetry of your lyrics as well as how it's performed on stage.
Well, excellent. Okay. Once again, another fabulous prize. And the final, the actual performance for those not interested in trying out, but those interested in attending the show.
Yeah.
When is that?
It is Friday, February 21st at 7:00. And it will be a part of the Winter Carnival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
That's excellent. And I like that. It's so nice, like February, even though it's the shortest month, seems to get a little long, and it's nice to have something like that in there too. I mean, like the whole Winter Carnival, especially this, but like events to go to in the evening and stuff, certainly makes as the winter is starting to stretch out a little bit, it makes it feel like spring is just around the corner, I think.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I would like to say, because I just threw out a ton of information that probably too fast to write it down. All of the details about the auditions are available at POAC's website, which is artinsandpoint.org. And there's a big banner on the front page. You just click on that and it'll take you directly to the audition information. So if you're interested or you know a talented musician, especially someone who, you know, hasn't had a lot of exposure yet, send them our way. And we would love to see them audition on next Saturday, January 11th. And those auditions are from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Heartwood Center.
Okay. And is this kind of is it kind of an American Idol inspired thing, or what do you compare it to otherwise in terms of pop culture reference? What's the structure of it?
That's funny. We've actually been trying to avoid calling it a talent show.
Okay.
Because I think in a lot of ways those shows that you see on TV are about I don't know. I don't want to get too philosophical, but are about the pizzazz of the TV show. And what we really want to do is make an experience that is valuable as an educational experience for the performers and gives them tools and prizes that can really contribute to their success as an artist. So I guess the closest thing I'd compare it to is a conference that we go to every year called Arts Northwest.
I've heard of this.
And it is a place where we go and we see showcases from about 60 different performers every year. And we make our selections on who to bring to Sandpoint, often from that conference. So we wanted to give local performers the experience to eventually maybe apply to Arts Northwest or another conference where they'd be able to get more exposure and bookings around the region.
I know that for the festival at Sandpoint, for example, has picked up many of their, at least the opening acts, you know, at I think that conference and similar ones. So, yeah. Okay. When we return, we're going to talk about art for human rights. But first, we're going to take a little musical break. A trip down memory lane. 50 years ago today, we were just starting out another decade. The 1970s were getting underway. Do you have a guess? Do you want to play a little trivia? What do you think was the number one hit in the United States on this date in 1970?
Oh, gosh.
It was from the soundtrack to Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, B.J. Thomas with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, it is. Number one, as the new year and the new decade rolled in, the 1970s came along, and this was your number one hit. Here we go. It's B.J. Thomas, and we'll be right back. That's B.J. Thomas with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from the motion picture, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which I think was the biggest hit of that, the biggest hit movie of that previous year, 1969. And you were just saying you forgot that was in it. And
yeah.
Yeah. It's out of place. And I think at the time it was kind of critically, it was divisive. You know, not everybody loved it. It kind of comes out of nowhere and it's a little bit of a break from the rest of the action of the movie. But I think over time, people have come to really appreciate it. I love that little scene. Paul Newman riding around on a bicycle and stuff. It's, yeah. That is, so that is your hit from 50 years ago today as we started the 70s. okay, back to the 20s, which is where we are. Welcome to it. It is here in the KRFY studios. I'm Audio Jack, which is to say Lonesome Jack. I'm Jack, your usual Thursday morning co-host, here with Hannah Combs, the executive director of the Pondere Arts Council. And we are now going to talk about the other event coming up, Art for Human Rights. What is this?
Yeah, so this is my personal favorite exhibit that we do all year. It is a student show, and it was started 14 years ago as a collaboration between the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force and POAC as a way to, get the high school students involved in exploring the Declaration of Human Rights.
Yeah. Okay. So when you say students, you mean, is it pretty much just high school students?
It's just high school
okay,
students.
Okay. No middle school, elementary school.
In the past, we have had middle school students, so it kind of depends.
It was just, I think, a year ago that we had somebody in from the Human Rights Council, the Bonner County Human Rights Task Force, I guess, to talk about the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which was a cool history that I didn't know.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah. I think I missed that show, but I would love to know even more about it. One thing that I think is really cool is that as we are celebrating the centennial of women's right to vote this year, and we're looking back to last year, which was the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights, is to just recognize and celebrate that Eleanor Roosevelt was the only woman who was a representative on the panel that drafted the Declaration of Human Rights, and she represented the United States at that on that project. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty exciting.
And I believe, if memory serves, I think she was like really one of the main driving forces to get it done and get it passed by the UN.
Absolutely.
It's a fascinating document and it's fairly short. You can read it in like an afternoon, but it's too long to, you know, read over the air right now. But it's also very, it's kind of a statement of ideals. Like I don't think there's any country on the planet that has really, even though the UN has adopted it, I don't think any country has really fully lived up to the Declaration of Human Rights.
I would agree with that. Mm-hmm. It covers a huge scope of different issues, and I was actually impressed when I first read it that they were discussing things back in the 40s that are such big issues today, but it seems like they were pretty future thinking mm-hmm. about a lot of the issues they were talking about mm-hmm. and anticipating what might be issues in the future.
Yeah.
But it is sort of long. I haven't checked. I want to say there are over 30 articles mm-hmm. In the Declaration, and how our student exhibit works is all of the high school students are given a copy of the Declaration of Human Rights, and they choose one of the articles that is significant to them personally, and they create a piece of artwork inspired by that article.
Cool.
And I think it's a really neat project because their art teachers give them a lot of freedom in how they interpret that, mm-hmm. as well as how they represent it in terms of the medium that they use and, you know, the composition. And they just give them a lot of leeway on how they create this piece. And so when you go to the exhibit, you'll see a wide variety of different types of projects, paintings. Sometimes we have peace flags that the kids make. It's just a really diverse show of artwork and ideas that they're passionate about.
Cool. Do you find that there's that some of the articles come back as popular subjects for art again and again, or does it kind of vary?
Yes, and that's something that's really neat to pay attention to when you look at the exhibit as a whole, especially if you've gone to it for several years in a row. You'll notice that there are certain topics that come up, I think, in relationship to current events that are going on, which to me says that our high school students in the area are really engaged in paying attention to current events, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also see that there are themes that develop between their pieces of work. There'll be a number of students who choose the same article to work on. And I think that speaks to the fact that they are discussing these ideas in their classrooms while they're creating the artwork, and they're bouncing ideas off of each other and talking about these important issues, which that's why this show is so important to me. And I hope that POAC and the Human Rights Task Force keep doing this for a long time, because it really has a big impact on the students here.
Yeah. So this time, the show, you've moved it around a few times. This time it's going to be right out in public at Evans Brothers Coffee.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, we're really excited to work with Evans Brothers on this. Megan Stafford has been working with the artwork displays over there, and we were really grateful that she offered to host this exhibit this year. I think it's something that needs to be seen in a public space, and I think it's great that they've picked this up and want to be a part of it.
Yeah, excellent. Because we were talking off air, I don't think I saw last year's at all. It was out at the high school in the library. So parents and students, of course, see it, but mm-hmm. yeah, it's a little off the beaten track for the casual art fan.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's exciting to bring it back to town. Mm-hmm. And I do hope that a lot of the families of the kids are still able to make it and see the show.
This starts when? When does it open at Evans Brothers?
It opens on Thursday, January 16th.
Okay.
And we'll have a reception there from 5:30 until 7 mm-hmm. o'clock.
So it's open to, and the art will be by high school students. And high school, of course, is either 3 or 4 years long. Do you have returning artists?
We do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And that's another thing that's been really great to see is, mm-hmm. you know, some of them keep focusing on the same idea mm-hmm. for a couple of years, and some of them switch it up each year. So
cool.
Yeah.
So Evans Brothers on, you said Thursday the 8th?
The 16th.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my dates are all confused. I think that's a 2019 calendar. No, what is going on in here?
You're just okay. Running a week ahead of time.
If Jim were here, this there would be that this is chaos. It's half of these calendars in here. There's about 16 calendars in the broadcast room. Half of them are still on December, and it's no, this won't fly. We better change this before co-host Jim Healy gets back from Washington, D.C., where he is right now. Okay, so that starts on the 16th, and very exciting. Let's talk about POAC briefly, the organization itself. Do you guys, like, at your office down there, do you, you know, accept visitors and stuff?
Of course, yeah. Okay. We are open to the public Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We are also open at other times by appointment. If you have some business to talk to us about, or you really, really want to get in and see one of the paintings we have on display or photographs, you can set up an appointment to come in outside of those hours as well. But we are open to the public 4 days a week, and you are welcome to stop in and look at the gallery, say hi, sign up to be a member, or anything. Just come in and talk about art. We love doing that too.
Yeah. What does a membership entail? What does that mean to be a member of POAC?
Yeah. So all of our donors are considered members. Mm-hmm. And members receive a small discount on performance tickets. Mm-hmm. And you also just know that you are supporting the arts in our community and supporting our education programs in the schools.
You are very involved in getting artwork into all sorts of venues, especially during the artwork, of course, immediately springs to mind, but bringing performing arts to town in the springtime and then all summer long in pretty much every place that's open to the public around town has some local art in it. And without POAC here, I don't think that would be the case. And it's very valuable to the community. So,
well, thank you.
So everyone should come down and pay you a visit and consider becoming a member. And do you guys need, like volunteers or anything like that ever, for any of the events coming up?
We are always looking for volunteers. We have some, I'm actually going to be on vacation in a couple of weeks. So,
who will be directing?
Well, we have a pretty good crew of volunteers set up to kind of manage the office for a few hours a day. But you know, there will be tasks to do during that time. So if you're interested in helping out with some stuff around the office, let me know and I'd love to get you on the schedule.
Cool.
We are also always looking for volunteers to go brave the elements and hang up posters around town, which is an adventurous job sometimes.
Yes.
But I'm always looking for people to help out with that. We also have other opportunities with our performances that we kind of assign on a case-by-case basis. So lots of opportunities. If you want to find out more, come visit us or give us a call at 208-263-6139. And I'd be happy to talk to you about that.
Well, great. We have posters for various events for the radio station too, and getting them up around town is kind of fun, but also definitely it takes work. It takes some volunteers to get into every place and hang up the posters and stuff. But it is fun. You know, sometimes you go into a place you haven't been into in years and you say hello. Glad you guys are still here. You know, the one more time going over the events of the coming season, the next 3 months or so, or next 2 months or so, I guess. Tomorrow night is First Friday.
Tomorrow night is First Friday. Mm-hmm. At the POAC Gallery and at the Pondery Winery.
And
that is from 5 to 7.
Okay. And then the tryouts only, so only for musicians, are not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Yep, January 11th.
January 11th.
And those are going to be from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. And full details are at artinsandpoint.org.
Okay, January 11th, and that's at the Heartwood Center.
Yes.
Okay. And then actually starting out right after that is the Art for Human Rights Showcase or show.
Yeah, the Art for Human Rights exhibit will be January 16th, which is a Thursday, from 5:30 until 7 o'clock at Evans Brothers.
Okay. And then the art, I'm guessing, is going to be around there for a while after that?
Yes, okay. It will be.
Mm-hmm. Great. So you can go and get a cup of coffee and check it out some other time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then the Northern Stars Rising performance, if you are not going to audition, but you would love to come out and see some really talented local musicians, that will be as a part of Winter Carnival on February 21st, which is a Friday at 7 p.m. And tickets for that show are available at artinsandpoint.org.
That's going to be a fun show, I think.
It is.
I mean, that will be because we, for a relatively small community, there's a lot of talented musicianship in town. Mm-hmm. And to limit it to just like the cream of the crop, the best six.
Yeah.
That's going to be.
And we only have 150 tickets for that show. So it'll be packed.
Mm-hmm.
And get your tickets early if you want to get in and see it.
Did you mention where you can get them?
Yes, you can get tickets at artinsandpoint.org. We will also have them out at our ticket outlets in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And those will be at Eavesleaves and Winter Ridge.
Okay. Terrific. Well, I'm ready to play another tune if there's nothing else you'd like to mention to our vast listening audience, Hannah.
I think that's it for now, but sure we'll be back soon to talk about more upcoming events.
Yeah, we will hear from you again as when the next season of events rolls in. How about this? We'll play something from 1995. I think this one came out in 1995. So what's that? 25 years ago, I think, 1995. Mm-hmm. We don't often play this kind of music on the morning show or this decade even, but we're going to 1995 for the first time since the Beatles, a artist or group replaced themselves in the number one spot in on the Billboard charts. It was Boys to Men in 1995 with On Bended Knee, which took over at number one from Boys to Men's I'll Make Love to You earlier, or I guess in the previous year. So 25 years ago, it was Boys to Men at number one in the pop charts. And here they are on 88.5 KRFY. Hannah Combs, Executive Director of Pondere Arts Council, thanks so much for coming in.
It's been great to be here. Thanks.
And we'll talk more about upcoming events when we return after this. From 1995, Boys to Men with On Bended Knee from their album Two. Boys to Men, you know, in the Boys to Men style. So the I is the name of the album. Yep, there you have it. From 25 years ago, if you can believe that. Okay, let me pull up our little current events calendar here, shall we? And we'll talk about what else is going on in town. Just said good day, goodbye, good morning to Hannah Combs from the Pondere Arts Council. And tomorrow, as we mentioned, is First Friday. So you can go down to the Pondere Arts Council and check that out at their offices or go to the Pondere Winery if you'd prefer to have that experience. The mirrors are at the winery. The pictures are at the Pondere Arts Council at the offices, and then spreading out into the Music Conservatory. Okay, continuing through January 4th at the Panada Theater. Well, it's Cats. The movie Cats has opened nationwide. It is an adaptation of the smash hit musical from the West End and Broadway, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, based on the book, Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats by T.S. Eliot. As mentioned before, this movie looks weird, but we are, I'm kind of into it, and maybe we're going to go. Maybe we're going to go see Cats. this weekend, actually starting today and continuing through the 4th, Kinnick-Sue Land Trust is hosting Winter Fun Days. If you're looking for some outdoor winter fun for your child over the holiday break, Kinnick-Sue Land Trust's Winter Fun Days are January 2nd, 3rd, or 4th and provide a fun and full of fresh air experience for your child. Children ages 8 to 13 can spend a day outside at the Pine Street Woods enjoying winter fun and connecting to nature. There is, let's see here, live music tomorrow night at the Idaho Poor Authority from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Bright Moments Jazz will be playing at the Idaho Poor Authority tomorrow night. We mentioned already several times the First Friday Art Celebration, but the hours are 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Two new artists in the gallery. Let's see here. I'm sorry. The First Friday. This is a different First Friday Art Celebration. Here we are editing ourselves live on air. The new year, you can go to Artworks, and that's different from the Pondere Arts Council. If you are interested in more First Friday activities, at Artworks at 214 North First Avenue from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., Diane Kinney and inspirational photo artist Colleen Auble. That's going on at Artworks. The Junior Starlight Series, tomorrow night, kicks off. Continues Fridays through January, or through the 24th of January, at Schweitzer Mountain Resort. This is a race. The Independence Racing Team hosting the Junior Starlight Series. You can register to participate, or, you know, if you want to just get more information, IndependenceRacing.com. Independence, like CE, you know. Live music. Let's talk about the 219 Lounge. The Groove Black is back at the 219 Lounge, an eclectic mix of jazz, funk, blues, reggae, and alt rock. Late night food from Shilla, Korean barbecue food truck. It is a 21 and older kind of a place. It is non-smoking. And it's the 219. Go to 219.bar if you want more information about that. How about this? Free fat bike demos. If you're interested in trying out a fat bike, and I know I am, as the part of Idaho Free Ski Snowshoe Day, Greasy Fingers Bikes and Repair will offer fat bikes for free test rides from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 4th. That's Saturday the 4th. Join the event and take a fat bike for a test ride. You know you always wanted to. This is actually at the Indian Creek State Park up in Priest Lake. So head on up to Priest and check it out. Free First Saturday, the Bonner County History Museum. Take a look and take a tour of the Bonner County History Museum and their new exhibit, relatively new exhibit anyway, as of about a month ago. The Free First Saturday is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Do not oversleep. Do not attempt to go to lunch before you go to the museum. Go to the museum, then go to lunch. Take it from me, folks. Take a tour of the Bonner County History Museum at no charge on the Free First Saturday of the year, of the decade, of the month. At the Idaho Poor Authority on Saturday the 4th, Justin Lantrip will be playing music from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And at the 219 on Saturday night, there will be a DJ, DJ Ammo, A-M-O-E, from 9 p.m. to midnight. So, crates of vinyls to get you moving. How about that? Spinning wax, hot wax, early funk, soul, house, or breakbeat, it'll be a solid evening. Once again, food is available. And finally, coming up next Monday, the Friends of Scotchman Peaks are hosting Brews for Benefits. Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness are kicking off the 2020 Brews for Benefits season in style. Join the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness for some beer and fun at Laughing Dog Brewing in Ponderé from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. A portion of beer sales benefit Saving the Wild Scotchmans. Live music by Dave Hussey and a raffle that includes tickets to the upcoming Wild and Scenic Film Festival. All right. We don't want to miss this. Plenty more events coming up next week, but tune into the morning show on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday to hear more about them. Right now, we're going to play a little bit more music to end the show. It was at the beginning of the millennium, or, you know, some people quibble about when the millennium officially begins, but it was at the beginning of the millennium, or the changeover from the 90s to the 2000s, that Santana had... Carlos Santana had a surprising late career smash hit with the album Supernatural. And coming into the new year and into the 2000s, at the number one spot was this collaboration with Matchbox 20's Rob Thomas. All right. We're going to play a little smooth for you, folks. This is Santana with Rob Thomas. The song is Smooth, and it is it was at number one on this date 20 years ago. Stay tuned for Bird Note and Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that. And now get ready to boogie, because we're out. Thanks for tuning into The Morning Show. We'll see you again next week here on 88.5 KRFY Ponderé.